The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Well, you know, school has started, and we watch out for all those big yellow buses now.
Yes.
And give them the right of way, and don't ever pass a bus with its lights on. I think the whole neighborhood would turn you in. So take care of our kids. Well, it's the school year. And Brenda, would you please introduce today's guest and topic?
So today we have with us Stacy Norton Mondrell. She has been with us before. We are going to talk about children and school stress. Now that school has started and has been going for a couple of weeks, we're really kind of looking at the stress that the kids might be experiencing and the parents having their stress and what we can do to manage that.
Well, good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
And welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. How are you doing today?
Good.
Well, thanks for joining us. We have a great topic, so let's get busy. Let me ask you this, Stacy. Let's kick off our show. We'll talk about some of the factors that affect adolescents and children going back to school, the stress that they have to deal with.
A couple really important factors for parents to consider with kids is the age of the child, as far as activities and the guidance they're going to need from parents to help them get organized. Young children get overloaded if they're in too many activities. So parents, typically if they're in anywhere from kindergarten to third grade, maybe one activity a week. Some kids have church too, but the less they're in, the less stress they feel because they're just starting school and they have to focus all day and follow the rules. So they need time to play, the younger kids. Now, older kids, then you look at the personality of the child. Some kids, let's just look at if you have an introverted child opposed to an extroverted. The extroverted children, they kind of like to be out. They like to be active. They like to be around other kids, where introverted kids sometimes just need to be home. They need to, they're more reflective. They just need some privacy and some space. So that's important to factor in as you're looking at. And then if you have kids with anxiety, I find that really contributes to stress. The kids that have anxiety and kids that are perfectionists, the school, they want A pluses. And some kids really struggle. You know, I got an A. I got an A minus. So parents have to be aware of that and be able to help kids accept that we all make mistakes and it's okay.
Well, student stress starts early. Call it pressure. Call it expectations. It's stress. And stress is not a bad thing. Being challenged makes you learn new things and keeps your brain functioning. But let's return and start with the elementary kids. What are some of the signs of elementary children's school stress?
I would say with elementary, what I see that brings kids into me anyway is they have anger, they're having meltdowns, they're whining, they have temper tantrums. So that becomes a problem at home.
Things like, do they experience any type of nightmares, stomach aches, headaches? Because this is the traditional kind of thing. You know, I remember with my kids, I don't feel there's nothing wrong with you. It's more, you know, psychosomatic. They're just thinking about it. So, I mean, kids are complex. And starting at the elementary age, you're about to see more of it at that age, because you mentioned it. There's a lot they're trying to get their arms around. This is a lot of new experiences for elementary age kids.
I think also with the elementary kids, like you're talking about, Art, they're feeling something but don't know how to tell you, because they don't know what's going on. So they may come home with a headache or a stomach ache, or wake up in the morning. You know, you always hear the stories of putting the thermometer on the light bulb so they can get out of school. So they're kind of struggling and they don't know what's going on. Why do they feel this way? And so the parents really have to be attuned to what is off. Why is this going on? And having that communication and asking those questions. You know, before that anxiety and stress gets so debilitating, they just are having the behaviors and, you know, having the fits and the problems.
Well, you know, they're still, with children at that age, are still honing their social skills too. So, I mean, this is an awful lot to digest going into this. You know, I'm Art Silver, along with my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, and our guest family services therapist, Stacy Modell Norton. And you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let's continue our discussion on school stress. Let's move to the middle school. Now, that's a tough age. You know, I was teaching when I first came out of college, and the last grade I wanted to teach was middle school.
It's a tough time.
These kids are going through a lot of changes. So let's talk about the middle school kids and how they respond to stress.
Middle school is a lot of pressure. Peer pressure, they want to be part of the group. They want to be seen as popular. So that's part of the stress that they feel. And then academic, and sometimes kids are involved in many activities, and that can be a source of stress because they want to do well, and they try out for choir and they don't get picked. Sometimes you can be rejected, and you know, that affects kids' self-esteem. So I think, again, with parents to be able to be aware of what's going on with their children and be able to talk to them and help them be able to maybe problem solve and manage their feelings of disappointment, or maybe their friend at lunch tells them that they can't sit at the table that day. That can be devastating, and parents have to be aware of that because it can move into bullying too. So again, with middle school, it can be a kind of a turbulent time for some kids.
Well, sure, it's passing through the doorway to adolescence. It's a difficult period, as you said, lots of change. Transition to middle school is where peer dynamics change entirely, and that becomes the motivating factor with a lot of children. You talked about talking with your kids, and you know, and view it like, as the children get older, I think we become, parents should become more of a coach as opposed to a director, and have things like a check-in every day. You talked about routines, we'll come back to that, but every day we're going to have a check-in. It can be at night when you come back in. But every day we're checking in, and we're going to talk about what's going on, because you need to talk to your children, especially at this age.
I think that's a great idea. Absolutely.
And I think when you're checking in with your kids, it's really about asking the open-ended questions. You know, it's very easy to say, how was your day? And they say, fine, and on we go. It's more of, what was the best part of your day? So you can really get that dialogue, or what was the worst part, or what did you learn today, or how was lunch sitting, excuse me, by your friend so-and-so, and really get that conversation going so they're willing to open up with you. We all know in middle school, and then when they become into high school, kids don't want to talk to their parents. I know, Art, you've told me stories of the best way to get your child to talk was riding in the car.
Amen. They can't go anywhere. You got them.
And that's a helpful little tip, you know, whether you go to the mall and walk around or sit right next to them while they're watching TV. They may get a little uncomfortable, but it's a way to engage with them and start that dialogue.
You know, talking with your children is so important, and you might be surprised what they want to talk about. So I think, as you said, Brenda, keep it open-ended. And, you know, what do you want to talk about? It's not me directing and it's coming downhill. Let's get on an even plateau where we kind of both come together and learn something new. What's affecting us today? Always knowing you have that outlet to go to. Children would look at that. And I get a chance with my mom or my dad tonight. Maybe it's they flip off. But check in. What happened today? What was your day like? It can be the littlest of things that can affect your child. So if you're starting to see negativism, backing out, reclusiveness, there's something going on. And you need to have that talk with your child.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, Art, because parents can help kids figure out how to solve their problems. So in what Brenda was kind of talking about is kind of the follow-up. So you learn that your child has a problem and you help them maybe do something about it the next day, and then you follow up on it. How did that go with, you know, your friend at lunch? So you're keeping in, staying involved.
It's an experience, but it's one to be enjoyed because it passes so quickly. We're coming up on our break, so continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest Stacy Modell North. Let's continue our discussion on school stress and children. Let's change our focus now to high school. Stacy, when you look at high school, they become very self-conscious about their profile. It's an intense focus now on not just grades, but the required extracurricular activities, community service, and pressure from parents on making that college selection. All these things come into play in high school. So let's talk about the high schools for a moment.
Yeah, high school kids, that's exactly. They do have, many kids in high school feel pressure because it's like, I'm going to be an adult in 2 years. And I need to get good grades to be able to get into the college I want. I don't even know if I want to go to college. So just so many questions that they have and the reality that I'm going to be done with high school here pretty soon and I'm going to be out in the real world. And I'm not sure I know what I want to do.
You know, all the way through that process, when they're in middle school, you kind of think maybe they're going to grow out of it. They're going to get a little better. But if this continues in high school, where I think it's most obvious, because you see that it's stress can show up in poor grades, contrary behaviors. Older teens respond to stress by developing eating disorders or alcohol and drug abuse. So you can see the older the child gets, the more the pressure continues to grow if it hasn't been identified or if there hasn't been any action taken on this beforehand. So this gets all the way back to, we talked about a routine, and part of that routine is the check-in, the sleep time. Are we just throwing everything out the window that we've learned for the first 15 years, you know? Your thoughts on that, Stacy?
Again, it's important for parents to be involved, be active in what's going on, check in with them. I think we don't realize how important sleep is for all of us, but teenagers need anywhere from 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And a lot of times they don't get that. So then when maybe they're not in the best mood the next day or they're argumentative, then, you know, sometimes that can create power struggles between teens and parents. So parents to kind of step back and be aware that, you know, that my daughter had 3 games this weekend or this week. She didn't get home until 12 o'clock at night. She had to do homework, and that makes sense why she's, you know. So then parents can help kids, okay, what do we need to do to help you get caught up on your sleep and, you know, have some kind of ability to manage your time so you can get your homework done before you come home at 12 o'clock. So it's that kind of thing with teenagers, helping them be able to manage time and get organized.
You know, and that's when you learn to pick your fights.
Yes.
Because you can't win everything. Mm-hmm. You got to give something into them. And, you know, I'll tell you, parents out there, if you see a change in grade status, if you start to see attendance, tardiness, lack of responsiveness in the classroom or at home, you know, these are some signs. If you start to see things like a contrary activity, such as adopting strange music or a culture, this is a sign, something that you need to understand more. I'm not passing judgment on what it is, but you need to understand it more so that you can be more of an assist to the person, to your child, going through this difficult time of life. Let's not underestimate the stress in high school, peer pressure. I got to get ready for school. And some of these questions and challenges may be too quick, too fast, and too much for some people. For young people. So that's why I think be a director, be a coach, create an environment where I said this to my kids, if there's anything that you can't talk to me about, I have failed. And I think opening up that dialogue, they'll come to you. They may come to you in different ways, but they know that you're the last stop and that you can help. So I think parents out there, it's a tough job. We don't say it's easy, but to do it right and without you having to go through an awful lot of stress, etc. Pull this together with your family, talk about it, assess it, and then see if you need to put an action plan in. Do you have a kid in elementary school? Do you have a child in middle school? Do you have a child in high school? Believe me, they are all affected. Brenda, we have adolescents in our school. What do you see? Do you see the joy in going to class?
I think initially a lot of kids are always scared when the school year first started. It's like, what's going to happen this year? Am I going to like my teacher? Am I going to get decent grades? Is it going to be the same as last year? But as the year gets going and they get more in a routine, things can settle down. And if a kid is struggling, then you can help them navigate. It's about teaching them how to solve problems and look for the solutions.
I think that's something we do very, very well. We show them the way out and how. And how to do it, and our kids respond. So that's a great point. And I think parents' job is to monitor where they are and who they are with, but not hovering. Not
right.
Hovering. Hovering is the worst thing you could do, but checking in. But you should know, and I'm just over here with Susie, set the discipline early. No, I want to know who you're going with and what you're going to be doing and what time you're coming back. And as you earn more privilege, I release these restrictions. It's like you earn as you go. Do good things and you get rewards. Do bad things and there are consequences. It's that simple. But hovering over them, and that gets back to that participation award. You got to start doing things on your own and get out there because you want to do it. And here's how you can do it. Maintain your mental wellness along the way.
Yeah, I think our job is to give kids freedom within limits. And as they get older and they show that they can handle and be responsible, then you trust them and let them have a little more freedom.
Stacey, where does the parent stress level come in this equation we're talking about?
Well, that it's really parent stress. We are the barometers of the household, so we kind of monitor the temperature. It's really important that we keep our stress level low because our stress can affect children. And we've probably all experienced, we might have some stress and, you know, the kids aren't going to come up and say, "Mom, I see you're stressed. Can I do the dishes?" Typically, they have behavior problems.
We know right now we're seeing a tremendous increase in anxiety and with our children. And we feel it filters down from the parent to the children. It's a tough time out there, and there's a lot of anxious kids out there, and they react in different ways. We've seen that. So we'll keep plugging on that, but parents out there, if you see any of these signs with your child, please don't hesitate to call for help. Take some of the recommendations that we have here. It's a tough time in their life, and I think if we start it that way, and we're here to help, we'll take that adventure with them. So I think it's something we all go through at one period of time, and we got great schools. So let's get them equipped to go out there and get the most of that school environment. Go out there and be a sponge. Give them that opportunity, that pursuit of happiness to go and learn. So, well, listen, we're coming up on the end of our show for this week, and we want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. So here's our weekly joke. You go to school, and nothing happens. You miss a day, and there were 6 fights. Tupac comes back. School had a blackout, all tests postponed, and Beyonce performed in the cafeteria. Isn't that the way it goes? Thank you, Brenda and Stacy, and thanks to our listening audience. Shout out to Terry Horsley and the staff at Stuff. Where can you find your raspberry beret? You know, the kind you find in the secondhand store. Terry, your customers love you. We love you, too. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here at 1360 a.m., 94.9 FM, KSCJ, where we will kick off tailgating for our kids with the annual Fairway Roundup Show. Your support is greatly appreciated. Boys and Girls Home and Family Service is a great place to work, and we have immediate openings for therapists, teachers, and mental health technicians. Call our HR manager at 293-4700. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.